With that, we come to a time of the sharing of Holy Communion, and though we are not able to be all in the same place to receive, our communion is set upon the altar, ready in a safe way for each of us to receive. And so, my friends, may we turn our hearts to God in prayer as we hear these familiar words, that on the night in which he, Jesus Christ, gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, dear Lord, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he likewise took a cup, again gave thanks to you, God, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink this together, do so in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these God's mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here in person and throughout the web, and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.